I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. One out of every 33 babies in the United States is born with a birth defect. To talk about actions that women can take to prevent some birth defects is Dr. Christopher Goodyear. He's an assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at MUSC. Dr. Goodyear, what causes birth defects?
I think it's important to understand that the general causes of congenital birth defects come in different broad categories, specifically genetic and environmental. In addition, there's a complex interplay between both that actually causes the majority of fetal abnormalities.
And what can an individual woman do to prevent some of these birth defects?
Women can take folic acid supplementation. Approximately 0.4 milligrams daily is recommended in order to reduce the risks of birth defects such as neural tube defects. In addition, other environmental toxins such as smoking, alcohol, and certain illicit drugs can also contribute to birth defects. In addition, there are multiple maternal medical conditions, such as diabetes, for example, that need to be well controlled coming into pregnancy in order to reduce the risk of congenital malformations.
Now, some of these efforts that you're talking about that women can do to prevent some of the birth defects, are these actions that they need to do before conception?
Absolutely. Preconceptual care is essential to try and get the best outcome we can for both mother and baby. Seeing your local obstetrician is important to review the list of medications you're taking, your current health status, to try and get you into the best possible place in order to reduce the risk of those birth defects that we believe are quote-unquote preventable.
Dr. Goodyear, additionally, are there certain categories of medications that many women may be taking prior to conception that have the potential to cause some problems with regards to birth defects?
We mentioned diabetes earlier. There are other multiple medical conditions that mothers may have, such as epilepsy or psychiatric conditions, taking these medications that may increase the risk of birth defects. It's important to understand, again, preconceptually, which medicines you're on and which medicines you could safely be transitioned to that would continue to help the disease process without affecting your baby.
And are you talking now about a possible need then for a specialized doctor that can help with high-risk pregnancies even prior to becoming pregnant?
Definitely. Your obstetrician could refer you to a maternal fetal medicine specialist and or a genetics counselor in order to discuss the risks of birth defects and the medical conditions you have or the medications you're taking to review the safety and identify alternative choices.
What about prenatal care? Is regular prenatal care started early in pregnancy in some specific way helpful as far as preventing birth defects?
It is. We ultimately want every patient to seek care as early as possible to identify how far along they are, when their expected delivery date is, and during that process to get targeted ultrasounds in order to determine if there's any abnormalities with babies. These identified early, while not preventable, can be addressed during the course of pregnancy in order to plan for the time of delivery for the healthiest outcome for an infant.
Dr. Goodyear, thank you for providing this information about birth defects.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.